Good morning, I'm Rick Henson with KJAN News, brought to you by Hummel Insurance, your Western Iowa Mutual Insurance Association agent in Oakland. In Southwest Iowa News, the Stanton Community School District Board of Education has selected a new superintendent for the district. During a special meeting held this morning, the board voted unanimously to hire Terry Christie for the top position in the district for the 2012-2013 school year. Christie is a retired superintendent with 11 years of experience at three different schools. He's expected to begin his duties in an official capacity on Tuesday, and he succeeds the retiring superintendent of that district. News time is 9:01.
How do you want your money to work for you and your beneficiaries? Taxable, tax-deferred, or tax-free? Hi, this is Craig Hummel. You know, one of the biggest challenges facing baby boomers is how to transfer our assets to the next generation without Uncle Sam taking out their pound of flesh. Call Hummel Insurance Services and discover how you can transfer your wealth to your spouse or the next generation tax-free with Increasing Whole Life from EMC National Life Insurance Company. Call 1-800-482-6426 or locally at 482-6424. Increasing Whole Life Insurance is issued by EMC National Life Company, Urbandale, Iowa, and is policy form LP300. The increasing death benefit is not guaranteed until declared. The provisions may vary or be unavailable in some states. See policy for complete details. Or visit us online at HummelIns.com.
Officials with Iowa State University Extension and Outreach say they want to hear from Iowans about how Iowa State, in partnership with counties, can best serve citizens. Five town hall meetings have been scheduled across the state, including a meeting here in Atlantic on September the 10th. The session takes place at the Cass County ISU Extension office, located at 805 West 10th Street, beginning at 10:30 a.m. Other meetings will take place in Ames, Storm Lake, Oskaloosa, and Waterloo. Kath Ann Kress, ISU Extension and Outreach Vice President, and Terry Malloy, Iowa Association of County Extension Councils Executive Director, will participate in the conversations with Iowans. Kress says they're committed to listening to Iowans as ISU Extension carries out its mission. She says they want to gather feedback about what they're doing well, where they need to improve, and what needs to be addressed. She says all Iowans, community leaders, citizens, decision makers, partners, Extension staff, and council members are welcome to attend those meetings. For more information about the town hall meetings or specific locations other than Atlantic, you can contact the Guthrie County Extension and Outreach Office at 641-747-2276. Police in Red Oak report a local man was arrested Sunday afternoon on drug, burglary, and other charges. 30-year-old Bill Joe Gillespie of Red Oak faces charges which include possession of a controlled substance, second-degree burglary, second-degree theft, and third-degree criminal mischief. Gillespie was being held in the Montgomery County Jail on $10,000 bond. Red Oak police also report a South Dakota man was arrested Saturday morning on an assault charge. 43-year-old Michael Colbank of Rapid City faces a charge of aggravated domestic assault. He was booked in a Montgomery County jail and later released on a $2,000 bond. An accident Sunday afternoon in Stanton caused a little over $1,500 damage, but no one was injured. The Montgomery County Sheriff's Office says a pickup truck driven by Brent Bell of Stanton was backing out of a yard in the 400 block of Prairie Avenue in Stanton when the vehicle struck the left front corner of a legally parked car owned by Jolene Johnson of Stanton. The accident happened around 2:30 p.m. No citations were issued. Record or near-record low temperatures were set across the state over the weekend. In Atlantic, Saturday's 24-hour low was 40 degrees, which clipped the old record of 41 set 115 years earlier in 1897. The 24-hour low on Sunday was 42 degrees, which was 1 degree short of tying the low set on that date in 1981. And the 24-hour low for Friday, August 17th, was 40 degrees, just 2 degrees shy of tying the record for that date. National Weather Service in Johnston said this morning that Des Moines has had its longest cool period in over a year as well. Iowa Senator Charles Grassley is holding several town hall meetings around the listening area this week, beginning today. The meetings are being held currently in Atlantic at the Cass County Community Center. That's scheduled to wrap up in about another 10 minutes, assuming it started on time. The next meeting will be at the Villisca High School, where Grassley will speak with students from 10:15 until 11:15 at the high school library. Later on this afternoon, Grassley will hold a town hall meeting at the Taylor County Farm Bureau Meeting Room in Bedford. That'll be from 2 until 3 o'clock. And the Page County Courthouse from 3:45 to 4:45 on the third floor. Tuesday's meetings include the Sapp Brothers Travel Center in Percival, the Glenwood Senior Center, Logan Community Center, Harlan Community Library, and Audubon County Economic Development. And on Wednesday, Senator Grassley will hold a town hall meeting at the Carroll County Courthouse. You can check out the times and places for those events on our website at KJAN.com by looking for the story under our news tab. Elsewhere in Iowa news, a Dubuque woman who describes herself as an alternative health care consultant has been warned by Iowa regulators about practicing medicine without a license. The Iowa Board of Medicine sent a letter earlier this month to Aaron Gotts. The board said it has reviewed information about her use of tuning forks and specialized crystals and her recommendations for high doses of vitamins. The board says it has serious concerns about the use of such high-dose vitamins may be toxic and could cause serious harm to your clients. Gotts did not respond to a call from the Associated Press seeking her comment. A nurse who treated victims of the Aurora, Colorado theater shooting has died. 46-year-old Jennifer Gallagher of Denver drowned on a family vacation in Iowa earlier this month. She'd gone swimming at West Lake Okoboji the night of August the 6th, and her body was found the next day. The Denver Post reports that Gallagher helped to care for victims taken to University of Colorado Hospital and was among the staffers who met with President Obama during his visit. 12 people were killed and 58 were wounded at the shooting rampage at a midnight movie showing of the latest Batman movie 1 month ago. The Iowa Department of Agriculture reports the price of heating oil rose 30 cents from mid-July report on fuel. Analyst Harold Holmes said that heating oil is one of the products that is impacted by world oil demand.
It's certainly tied to oil. I guess what we're seeing is a general tightening of the distillate market. Certainly, I think the thing to watch while everyone... it's a little more visible. We see it every day, the prices of our gasoline and fuels. But the real one to watch this fall, I think, is going to be diesel prices.
And Holmes says there are a couple of factors involved in the pricing rise.
Turnarounds in the industry. And the industry calls those basically the shutdowns for improvements, upgrades of their facilities, et cetera. Some of that's going on right now, causing... Prices to bump up a little bit on both gasoline and diesel. But also we're going to start getting into the switching to winter blends along come November, and actually somewhat before that.
And he says the increase in heating oil may not have as big of impact on Iowans, but many still use it for heat.
Natural gas is clearly the product of choice in most communities and for most of us. Heating oil is still a very common and much in-demand product in certainly out east, and certainly here even in the Midwest, but to a lesser extent.
The good news in heating fuels continues to be the lower cost of natural gas and propane. Natural gas prices fell 42 cents in the most recent heating fuel survey.
It's been absolutely amazing watching the fall, and we seem to be hovering with natural gas prices, and we broke that $2 mark some time ago. Now it has increased back up. I think the last report showed us back under $3. It had jumped up there for a bit, but we're still staying at near decade lows on the natural gas side. Propane seems to have fallen considerably since our last report just a month ago.
Propane prices were at $1.29 a gallon. Finally, in state news, 7 people have escaped unharmed from fires at 2 homes in Cedar Rapids. Authorities say 29-year-old Leland Harris fled his home early Monday morning this morning after he was awakened by a loud boom and noticed smoke and flames. One firefighter suffered minor injuries while fighting the blaze. Investigators say the fire started atop a stove in the kitchen. On Sunday morning, 2 adults and 4 children escaped after the adults noticed that electrical appliances were flickering and that smoke was coming from floor vents. No injuries to the residents or to firefighters have been reported. That fire was blamed on malfunctioning electrical equipment. Taking a look at world headlines at this hour, as Mitt Romney and running mate Paul Ryan try to reassure seniors today that their Medicare benefits are safe, they'll also be targeting President Obama on the issue of welfare. In a new ad today, Romney is accusing Obama of gutting welfare reform. The ad says Romney would put work back in welfare. Romney says Obama lifted a provision that required people to work in order to receive welfare, though independent fact-checkers have found the premise of the ad to be false. Stocks are slipping in early trading on Wall Street today. Investors still have an eye on Europe, where the Greek prime minister is expected to ask for more time to reach fiscal targets. In the U.S., there's word that Lowe's, the world's second biggest home improvement store, missed earning expectations. And a new study on the generosity of Americans suggests that states with the least religious residents are also the stingiest about giving money to charity. A study by the Chronicle of Philanthropy found that residents in states where religious participation is higher than the rest of the nation, particularly in the South, gave the greatest percentage of their discretionary income to charity. The Northeast, with lower religious participation, was the least generous to charities. News time is 9:10.
How do you want your money to work for you and your beneficiaries? Taxable, tax-deferred, or tax-free? Hi, this is Craig Hummel. You know, one of the biggest challenges facing baby boomers is how to transfer our assets to the next generation without Uncle Sam taking out their pound of flesh. Call Hummel Insurance Services and discover how you can transfer your wealth to your spouse or the next generation tax-free with Increasing Whole Life from EMC National Life Insurance Company. Call 1-800-482-6426 or locally at 482-6424. Increasing Whole Life Insurance is issued by EMC National Life Company, Urbandale, Iowa, and is policy form LP300. The increasing death benefit is not guaranteed until declared. The provisions may vary or be unavailable in some states. See policy for complete details. Or visit us online at HummelIns.com.
And in the funeral announcements, Rilla Jean Shires, age 83 of Arizona and formerly of the Griswold and Elliott areas, died August the 8th. Graveside services for Rilla Shires will be today at 10 o'clock at the Hillside Cemetery in Elliott. The Dune Funeral Home in Griswold has arrangements. Morgan Morath, age 44 of Clive and formerly of Baird, died Wednesday at Methodist Hospital in Des Moines. Funeral services for Morgan Morath will be today at 2 o'clock at the United Methodist Church in Baird. Odie Funeral Home in Baird has arrangements. Geraldine Peterson, age 84 of Oakland, died Wednesday at the Oakland Manor. A memorial service for Geraldine Peterson will be today at 3:30 at the Paulie Jones Funeral Home in Avoca. Doug Shag Wiedemeyer, age 54 of Adair, died Saturday at his home. A private family funeral service for Doug Wiedemeyer will be held. Visitation with the family will be from 5 until 7 this evening at the Hockenberry Funeral Home in Adair. Dolores Cusher, age 83 of Griswold, died Saturday at the Griswold Care Center. Graveside services for Dolores Cusher will be tomorrow at 11 o'clock at the Pleasant Township Cemetery south of Griswold. Dune Funeral Home in Griswold has arrangements. Ernestine Hiley, age 84 of Avoca, died Friday at Avoca Nursing and Rehab. Funeral services for Ernestine Hiley will be on Wednesday at 10:30 at the Paulie Jones Funeral Home in Avoca. Dean Sully, age 83 of Avoca, died Saturday at his home. Funeral services for Dean Sully will be Thursday at 11 o'clock at the United Church of Avoca. Paulie Jones Funeral Home in Avoca has arrangements. Dixie Lou Spencer, age 79 of Hamlin, died Friday at the Audubon County Hospital. Per her wishes, cremation has taken place and a private family graveside service for Dixie Lou Spencer will be held at a later date. Hockenberry, England Funeral Home in Audubon is assisting the family with arrangements. And Robert Dale Blair, age 87 of Marion and formerly of the Harlan and Council Bluffs areas, has died. Graveside services for Robert Blair will be held at the Harlan Cemetery and are currently pending for the date and time. Paulie Jones Funeral Home in Harlan has arrangements. That is a check of our news and funeral announcements brought to you by Hummel Insurance. For all of your insurance needs, give Craig and the gang a call today at the Hummel Insurance Agency in Oakland.